Brothers and sisters,
morning.
早上好, 弟兄姐妹们,
we thank the Lord for another opportunity to delve into His Word today. Let's turn to our Bibles to read some passages in Scripture together. First, let's turn to Psalm 9. Psalm 9, and we'll read verse 10.
我们要念诗篇第九章的第十节。
Psalm 9, verse 10, And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
耶和华认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Next, we'll turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
那我们接下来翻到箴言第三章。
We'll look at a very well-known passage.
我们要来读一节非常大家都知道的经节。
Proverbs 3, 5 to 6.
箴言第三章五到六节
Verse 5 Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
第五节你要专心仰赖耶和华不可依靠自己的聪明
In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路
Now brothers and sisters let's go to the Lord in prayer.
接下来弟兄姐妹让我们一起来到神面前祷告
Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. You, Lord, are indeed the author and perfecter of our faith. And this morning, as we gather before you, we ask that you may give us the desire to commit ourselves fully to you. For we know that without you, we are nothing. So we pray that you may speak directly to each of our hearts. That your word may flow through completely unhindered. That our heart may be good soil for your word to take root. And that it may bear much fruit. So that we as a people may know how to be pleasing in your sight. So Lord, that we can be more like you. So we ask that Lord, that this morning that you may have your way with us. May everything that we say, may everything that we listen, point back to you. We thank you, Lord. We want to say we love you. And we pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters, once again. I was reflecting on my years back in high school and college. And I find that every time I share, I always think back to that time period for some reason. And this time around, I used to think about how I used to be involved in a number of different clubs. And being part of these clubs meant that you often have to participate in team building activities. And the most common team building activity was one called the Trust Fall. I see some people's faces already cringing
about that game.
And for those who are unfamiliar with what a Trust Fall is, I'll give you an example of what it would look like.
对于那些对信任导入活动不是那么熟悉的弟兄姐妹，我可以给大家一个例子。
Or maybe verbally, not a physical example.
或者只是语言上描述，不是真实的在肢体上表达出来。
So let's say I was the one doing the trust fall.
好，假设我现在就是要参与这样信任导的一个活动。
And there's someone in my group who is supposed to catch me as part of that trust fall.
所以就有一些团队中其他的伙伴需要来接住我在这个信任导的过程当中。
And so I would face away from that person with my back towards that person.
所以我就要把我自己的脸转向背对那些人，然后把我自己的背面向他们。
And essentially, in a trust fall, you would deliberately fall backwards, expecting that person to catch you.
所以在这个信任岛的活动当中，你是刻意的向后倒，并且假预设这些朋友们会接住你。
Now, prior to the activity, I of course would believe that that person is a good person.
那当然，在这个活动之前，我需要去相信我后背后的这些朋友们，他们是一个好人。
I would have faith that if someone was really falling towards them, that they would try to catch him.
或者当他们看见有人倒向他们的时候，他们会尽力去接住他。
But now it was time to actually put that faith to the test.
但是现在就是需要把这个信心在检验的时候。
And trust that my partner would be the type of person that I thought of them to be.
信靠我的伙伴能够是成为我需要他们成为的伙伴。
Now, admittedly, the trust fall would not always end well.
当然，相信我，很多时候这个信任岛不是最后像我们想的那么的完美。
Especially when a person trying to catch me weighs 100 pounds less than me.
特别是当要接触我的那个人比我轻了100磅的时候。
But the whole point of the exercise was to require me to rely on someone else in a particular moment.
但是这整个活动的目的就是让我在一个特定的时刻要去相信一个特定的人。
My action of falling backwards reflected that trust.
而我向后倒这个动作就是这样一种信任的体现。
Now, brothers and sisters, as you may infer from the verses that we just read,
弟兄姐妹们，也许你能从我们刚才所读到的圣经经文当中能够看到。
And also through my bringing up of trust falls,
也能够借着我提到信任倒这个活动。
Today I'll be sharing on the topic of trusting in the Lord.
能够看见我今天想要来讲述的主题就是信靠我们的神，信靠我们的主。
As I reflect on the past few months of everything happening in my own life,
当我回看过去几个月当中我生命所发生的事情
，As I reflect on what has been happening in the lives of those around me,
当我来回看我自己生命当中和我身边的人的生命当中所发生的事情
，I've been sensing a burden to go back to the Word.
我具有一个回到神话语当中的这样的负担
and to remind ourselves of the importance of trusting in the Lord
来再一次提醒我自己信靠神的重要性
After all, we read in Psalm 9 that those who know the Lord will put their trust in Him
就像我们在诗篇第九章中读到的那些认识神明的人要依靠他
And now more than ever, we need to place our trust in the Lord
现在比以往更多的我们更需要将我们的信心放在神的身上
Especially as we draw near to the day of His return.
更是因为他现在回来的日子更加临近了。
So today, Lord willing, let us reflect on what it means to trust in Him.
那我们今天就一起来回看信靠神究竟是一件怎样的事情。
First, I'd like to note the difference between two words that have very similar meanings.
首先，我想要先来看一下有两个意思非常相近的词。
And those two words are faith and trust.
这两个词，一个是信心，一个是信靠。
And people often use these words interchangeably.
有些时候，大家用这两个词是在一种交换的情况下。
In fact, many times you can say that they're inseparable.
有些时候，你甚至可以说这两个词是息息相关、不可分开的。
But I'd like to believe that the Bible is very particular about what words the Lord, the God uses in Scripture.
那我想说，圣经在选择用哪一个词的时候是非常精挑细选的。
And so then, let's look into what that difference may be.
那我们一起来看看这当中的区别有可能是什么。
Well, first off, from a grammatical standpoint, we know that faith is exclusively a noun.
首先从语法上来看，信是一个大部分时候都用作名词。
And we know that faith is defined for us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
我们也知道信。在希伯来书的第十一章的第一节就为我们定义了
Where it says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那里说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So specifically, faith entails believing in who God is.
所以信告诉了我们神是一位怎样的神，并且他应许什么。
And also believing in what he has promised.
并且去相信他所应许的那些事情。
And it's by simple faith that we can receive salvation and from the Lord.
而唯有借着这个信，我们能够接受到神而来的救恩。
And it is by faith alone that we can be set free from the bondage of sin and death.
而也是因着这个信，我们可以单单靠着它，将我们从罪和过犯的捆绑当中解救出来。
And it is by faith that we can be reconciled to God.
而也是借着这个信，我们能够与神重归于好。
And Romans 5:1 tells us this also.
在罗马书五章一节也告诉我们如此。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
And so where then does this faith come from?
那究竟这个神是从哪里来的呢?
Does it come from ourselves?
是从我们自己里面来的吗?
Is it something that we can produce?
是我们自己可以产生的吗?
Ephesians 2:8-9, it gives us the answer.
我想在以弗所书的二章八到九节给了我们答案。
It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So here Paul writes that faith is the gift of God.
所以保罗在这里写了，信心是从神而来的礼物。
We give thanks to the Father that he would impart this faith to us to believe in the name of his Son.
我们感谢父神，因为他将这样的信心赐给我们，让我们能够相信他的儿子。
That he would impart this faith to us, so that we may be saved once and for all.
他将这样的信心给我们，让我们一次得救，永远得救。
And so that is faith. How is faith different from trust?
所以既然这是信心，那信心与信靠的区别是什么？
I'd like us to turn to a passage in Mark 9 that may help us try to understand the subtle difference.
我想要请大家翻到马可福音的第九章，让我们来看这其中细微的区别。
Mark chapter 9,
马可福音第九章
and we can start looking, starting from verse 14.
我们可以从第十四节开始看。
So the Lord is coming down the mountain after the transfiguration.
他们回到门徒那里，看见一大他们回到门徒那里。
So the Lord is coming down the mountain after the transfiguration, and he's greeted by this very large crowd.
他们就被一大群人围住了。他们当他们从变相山上下来的时候
，and there's a very large commotion.
然后那里就有一群的人在围绕着他。
And a father in the crowd brings his son before the Lord.
就有一个人群当中的父亲把他的儿子带到了我们主耶稣面前。
And this man reveals that his son has been possessed with a spirit that makes him mute from childbirth.
这个父亲就说他的儿子被一个灵所附着，让他一直都。无法说话是一个哑巴鬼。
And when the boy is brought before the Lord, the spirit seizes the boy.
当这个小男孩被带到主面前的时候，这个鬼就抓住了他。
And it slams into the ground and causes him to foam at the mouth.
把他摔倒，然后他就口吐白沫。
And from the passage, you can really sense the desperation of the father.
你在这些经文当中就能看见到这位父亲的绝望。
The spirit has tormented his son.
这个哑巴鬼就折磨他的儿子。
Has often thrown his son into the fire and into the water to destroy him.
而且经常把他的儿子摔到火、摔到水里面，想要去毁灭他。
And this man had brought his son to the Lord's disciples in hopes that they could cast out the spirit.
所以这个父亲就把他的儿子带到门徒面前，希望他们能够来赶走这个鬼。
But his disciples could not drive it away.
但是门徒没有办法把这个鬼赶走。
And so now, in a final desperate attempt, he seeks the Lord directly.
所以在最后的这一个绝望的挣扎和尝试当中，他最后找到了主。
And in verse 22, you see the father says, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us."
所以最后在二十二节的时候，这个父亲说，如果你能做什么，求你可怜我们，帮助我们。
And the Lord says to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes."
而主回答他说，如果你能，对于信的人什么都能。
In verse 24, it says, immediately the boy's father cried out and said, I do believe, help my unbelief.
然后在24节，这个父亲马上就说，我信，但我的信心不足，求你帮助我。
At first, it may seem that the father's statements are contradictory.
当一开始的时候，我们可以看见这个父亲这样的声明好像是非常矛盾的。
How can he claim to believe, but then also ask for help or his unbelief?
他怎么能说他自己是信，但同时他又因为他的不信来寻求帮助呢？
If we look at the first statement, we see that the father clearly expresses a level of faith.
如果我们看他第一部分的声明，我们能看见他在表达自己一定程度上的信。
Because it takes faith to say, I do believe.
因为这需要信心来宣告我信。
He acknowledges that he believes in the Lord's power and his ability to do all things.
他宣称他相信神的权柄跟能力来做一切的事情。
He recognizes that if there is anyone that can heal his son, it is the Lord.
他认识到如果有任何一个人可以医治他的儿子的话，那个人就是主。
Yet from the father's second statement, you see there is a struggle to fully trust in the Lord.
但是他的第二部分的声称，我们又看见他在 全然信靠主的这件事情上还在挣扎。
While he believes that the Lord can heal,
当他相信神是可以医治的。
Yet there's a part of him wrestling with doubt as to whether the Lord will act on his behalf.
但是又有一部分的他自己在挣扎，就是他想要知道主是否会为了他而做这件事情。
However, the father addresses the shortcoming and asks the Lord to deal away with his doubt.
不管如何，这个父亲直面他自己的软弱，求主来帮助他。
And our Lord, full of mercy, shows compassion and drives out the spirit from the child.
我们充满怜悯的主，面对了他的请求，将他的儿子，将这个鬼从他儿子身上赶走了。
In this passage, we see that faith and trust are closely related.
就在这些经文当中，我们能够看见信心和信靠是紧密相连的。
But they are not exactly the same.
但他们不完全一样。
Thank the Lord, as we mentioned previously, God gives us the gift of faith.
就像我们前面提到的，神把信心作为礼物赐给我们。
And it cannot be stated more clearly that this faith is what allows us to be saved.
而且不能够更加的明显来告诉我们，这个信就是我们所得救的根基。
This faith entails believing in the power of the blood of the Lamb and receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior.
这个信心告诉我们要借着羔羊的宝血和主耶稣自己来得救。
Romans 10 verse 9 states that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
在罗马书的第十章九节，凡心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，而死里复活的，就必得救。
And so this faith acts as the foundation for trust.
所以这个信心就成为了信靠的根基。
In other words, trust can be seen as the practical application of faith.
换句话说，信靠可以是信心在外部显露出来的应用。
Or in other words, trust is faith in action.
或者换一句话说，信靠是信心的操练。
And this is why the father's statement of "Help my unbelief" is so fascinating.
所以这就是为什么这个父亲说出帮助我的不信是一件多么奇妙的事情。
It reveals that originally the father struggles to fully trust the Lord.
这显露出刚开始的时候，这个父亲确实是在完全信靠主这件事情上有所挣扎。
Yet at the same time, the father's willingness to commit himself to the Lord to help with this unbelief is a sign of complete trust.
但是当这个父亲在完全信靠主这件事情上请求神来帮助他的时候，又显露出了他完全的信心。
And this is only possible because of the father's faith.
这只有当这个父亲拥有信心的时候才有可能做到。
Revealed when he first said, I do believe.
也就显露在他第一次说我信的时候。
And so faith always comes first.
所以信心总是先到的。
But trust can't be guaranteed.
但是信靠呢，是不一定有所保证的。
Faith involves having a belief in God's character.
信心是基于对神本身的相信。
A belief in his promises.
或者对他应许的相信。
A belief in his word.
我相信他的话语。
Trust, however, emphasizes active reliance on God's care and provision in everyday life.
但是信靠呢，是 要我们在每一天的生活当中来信靠神的帮助和他的供应。
We have said that faith is exclusively a noun.
所以我们刚才说，信心是完全的一个名词。
But the word trust can be a verb.
但是信靠可以是一个动词。
This means that trust entails deliberately committing ourselves to the Lord in any situation.
所以信靠需要我们完全的将自己摆上在任何的环境当中来信靠神。
It is a willful choice that can only grow out of our faith.
这是一个需要我们自愿去做出来的选择，借着我们的信心。
And that's why I find the Chinese translation to be quite interesting.
所以当我看见中文版本的翻译的时候，我觉得很有意思。
Because oftentimes in Chinese, the word for faith would be the word 信。
当在我们读中文的时候 ，faith 它被翻译为信。
However, when it comes to trust, we see it an addition to that word.
当我们看见 trust 这个词的时候，中文加了另外一个字进来。
You often see the word 信靠 or 信赖。
我们经常看到的就是信靠或者信赖。
So for the English people, it's basically you're adding a verb after faith.
所以对于不讲中文的朋友，加了这个词，就像你加了一个动词在一个名词后面。
And so trust is built on top of faith.
所以信靠是在信之上，之上建立的。
And so faith and trust may be closely interrelated.
所以信靠跟信心是非常紧密相连的。
But they can also exist in tension sometimes.
但是有些时候这之中会有一些张力。
Earlier I was sharing about participating in a trust fall.
前面我刚才分享到参与信任祷的这件事情。
It's one thing to have faith in a person's ability or willingness to catch me.
你信一个人他的愿意跟能力来接住你。
But it is another thing to actually demonstrate that trust by falling backwards.
但是要把这样的信心表现出来，借着你向后倒这件事情，就是另外一回事了。
And so, brothers and sisters, today we thank the Lord that we have faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天感谢主，我们有信心。
But the question I would like to ask today is.
但我今天想要问大家的问题是。
Are you always trusting in the Lord?
你有一直在信靠神吗？
We may have faith that God exists and is good.
你也许有信相信神是好并存在的这样的信心。
But do we demonstrate trust by committing every situation to Him?
但我们有在一切的境况当中，借着我们的行动来显露我们对他的信靠吗
？Like what we read in Psalm 9.
就像我们刚才在诗篇第九当中读到的。
Do we seek Him in all things?
我们有在一切事上寻求他吗
？Or what we read in Proverbs chapter 3.
或者我们读箴言第九第三章的时候
，Do we acknowledge him in all our ways?
我们有在一切所行的道路上来显明他吗
？This morning, I'd like to delve into a particular character who can teach us important lessons about what it means to trust in the Lord.
今天我想要再来看一个圣经当中的人物，来教会我们什么叫做信靠。
And that person is Gideon.
而这个人是基甸。
Whose story you can find in Judges chapter 6-8.
我们可以在士师记的第六章到第八章当中看见他。
You know that in the book of Judges, the Israelites continuously fall into these cycles of sin and oppression.
所以我们可以看见在士师记当中，以色列人不停地在行恶事，也在一切的压迫当中。
And chapter 6 begins with this in verse 1.
在士师记第六章第一节开始。
Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years.
那里说以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年
Now brothers and sisters the oppression by the Midianites was very severe
这个现场
弟兄姐妹们受米甸人的压迫是非常非常严重的一件事情
We are told that the suffering under the hands of the Midianites were so great that the Israelites had to live in dens which were in the mountains and in caves and strongholds out of fear
所以因为他们所受的压迫实在是太多了所以以色列人甚至要逃往山壁悬崖峭壁山洞这些地方去躲避米甸人
And every year during the harvest time
而每一年在丰收的季节
The Midianites would come up in numbers like locusts and devastate the land
米甸人甚至会发动一些蝗虫这样子的攻击来使遍地贫乏
And so this type of suffering went on for 7 long years
这样的压迫持续了整整七年
And in verse 6, we see just how low Israel is brought.
第六节让我们看见以色列人已经被逼迫到如何低落的情形。
It says, so Israel is brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord.
当以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏的时候，他们就呼求耶和华。
And God, out of His great mercy, responds to the cries of His people.
而神出于他的怜悯，他的恩典，就向这些人来回应。
However, his plan to save Israel involved a very unlikely individual.
而他对以色列人的拯救却需要一个不太合逻辑的人。
Gideon is first introduced, verse 11.
基甸在第十一节被圣经介绍。
Where he is beating out wheat in a wine press in order to save it from the Midianites.
他在酒榨里面打麦子，为了要躲避和防备米甸人。
And usually one would thresh wheat out in the open so that the wind would you know, blow away the chaff.
经常人们在打麦子的时候是在一个开阔的有风的地方这样子会把麦子的壳子吹散。
However, you see that Gideon is fearful of the Midianites.
那是因为基甸太害怕米甸人了。
And so he threshes the wheat secretly under the cover of the winepress.
所以他只好偷偷的在酒榨的这样掩护之下来打麦子。
And if you think about it, it's a very pitiful sight.
如果你细想的话，这实在是一个非常可怜的光景。
It's definitely not one that inspires confidence.
绝对不是能够激发人们信心的一个场景。
However, it is to this man Gideon that the angel of the Lord appears.
但是就是像这样的一位人，神的天使向他显现了。
The Lord reveals to Gideon that he has been chosen to deliver Israel from the hand of Midian.
神像基甸显现，告诉他神要借着他的手来拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的打压。
And of course, in typical Gideon fashion, upon receiving this news, he is full of doubt.
所以按着基甸一贯的做事风格，他听到这样的话的时候，实在是充满了疑惑和不信。
He says in verse 15.
他在十五节当中说。
O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least of Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house.
基甸说：“主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派中是至贫穷的，我在我父家是至微小的。”
But the Lord tells him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man."
而神却确信地告诉他：“我会与你同在，而我也会借着你一人来击败米甸人。”
Now, in an attempt to confirm that this is truly the Lord speaking to him,
当基甸想要来尝试着证明这真的是神向他说的话的时候，
Gideon prepares a young goat and unleavened bread on a rock as an offering.
他在一个坛上献上了一些羊毛和一些无酵饼。
And the Lord springs up this fire from the rock and consumes the meat and the unleavened bread.
献上的肉，他在神就从天上降下火来，来接受了基甸所献上的肉和无酵饼。
And we see that through this, Gideon recognizes that the one who speaks to him is indeed God.
所以借着这样的事情，基甸就知道向他所说话的人真的是耶和华，是神。
Gideon believes in the one speaking to him.
基甸就相信了这一位向他说话的。
He believes in a promise that has been conveyed to him.
他相信了这一个向他所展示的应许。
And in verse 24, Gideon builds an altar to the Lord and names it, "The Lord is peace."
而在24节，基甸就建了一柱坛，为耶和华建的这柱坛起名叫做耶和华沙龙，也就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
So we see that Gideon obtains his faith that the Lord will indeed deliver Israel through him.
所以我们就看见基甸就得到了这样的信心，相信耶和华会借着他拯救以色列人脱离。
Because without this faith, why would he build that altar?
因为如果他没有信心，他为什么要建这一座坛呢？
However, we will now see a series of events that demand Gideon to trust in the Lord.
然后我们接下来就要看见一系列的行为，使我们看见基甸这个男人他有在信靠神。
And the first event occurs on the same night as what we just read.
而第一个行动就是在同一个晚上，我们刚才所读的事情的同一个晚上。
The Lord tells him this in verse 25.
在第二十五节的地方
Take your father's bull and a second bull 7 years old and pull down the altar of Baal which belongs to your father and cut down the Asherah that is beside it.
当夜耶和华对基甸说取你父亲的牛和另一头七岁大的牛来拆毁你父亲的巴力祭坛砍下坛旁的亚瑟拉
Verse 26 And build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly manner and take the second bull and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah, which you shall cut down.
第二十六节，在这坚固的地方上面，你要整整齐齐为耶和华你的神筑一座祭坛，拿第二头牛做燔祭，用你砍下来的亚瑟拉做柴。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first important lesson from Gideon's life about what trusting in the Lord entails.
弟兄姐妹们，这是基甸他的生命当中第一次。显露出信靠神需要做些什么。
In order to trust in the Lord, we need to tear down the idols in our life.
为了来信靠神，首先我们就需要来拆除任何在我们生命当中的偶像。
Because if there's anything in our life that draws us away from the Lord, how then can we expect to commit ourselves fully to Him?
因为生命当中如果有任何的偶像使我们来远离神，那我们如何能够将我们自己的生命完全的摆上献给神呢？
Throughout the entire Bible, we see the futility and sinfulness of worshiping idols.
所以当我们在读圣经的时候，我们就能看见敬拜偶像是一件多么的污秽并且充满罪恶的事情。
In the Ten Commandments, we know that God commands His people to have no other gods before Him.
所以我们知道在十诫当中，神要求他的子民不能在他以外有别神。
Nor worship or serve any idols.
也不可以。去敬拜或者是服侍任何其他的偶像。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians to flee from idolatry.
保罗在哥林多前书当中叫人要逃避拜偶像。
The Apostle John tells us in 1 John to guard ourselves from idols.
而使徒 约翰在约翰一书里面也说，我们要保守自己远离偶像。
And David writes this most explicitly in Psalm 31, verse 6.
而大卫在诗篇的第三十一章第六节当中也非常具体的写道。
He says, "I hate those who regard vain idols."
我恨恶那些奉虚无之神的人。
But I trust in the Lord.
我却倚靠耶和华。
Turning away from idols is the first step for trusting God.
所以远离偶像是我们能够来信靠神的第一步。
Idols deceive us into trusting them for security or for provision.
这些偶像来欺骗我们，让我们去相信他们能够带给我们安全或者是供应。
They give us this false identity.
他给我们一些虚假的身份。
They blind us to God's sovereignty and power.
他让我们能够来看不见神的绝对的主权和他的能力。
Brothers and sisters, are there idols in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生命当中有偶像吗？
Are there things that divide our allegiance to God?
有一些让我们向神来分心的这些事情吗？
Or even worse, do they replace our devotion to Him?
或者甚至更糟的是，他们是否占用了我们本来应该奉献给神的呢？
Do we give ourselves over to powerless things instead of trusting in the one who can do all things?
我们是否把我们自己献上给那一些 无力的事情，而不是将我们自己的信心放在那一位完全可以相信的身上呢？
I remember years ago, I had accompanied my mom to the hospital for a surgery.
几年之前，我陪伴我的母亲去医院接受手术。
And we were waiting in this area where the different rooms were separated by a very thin curtain.
而我们在一间屋子里面，这间屋子里面的每一个隔间都是用窗帘帘子所隔开的。
And so you could hear what was happening in the room next to you.
所以你就能听见在旁边的隔间发生了什么。
And in the room next to where we were, I heard a hospital chaplain.
所以在我的旁边的隔间，我听见了医院当中的一位就职牧师。
And he was asking his husband and wife if they would like some prayer because the wife was about to get surgery.
这个医院的牧师就问旁边隔壁间的丈夫和妻子需不需要为他们祷告，因为其中这位妻子要接受手术。
And what I remember from that night was the husband's response.
而我记得那天晚上那位丈夫的回答。
He said, "I don't care which God we pray to."
我不在乎现在我们向哪一位神来祷告。
So let's pray to all of them.
那我们来向所有的这些神来祷告。
I'll take any peace I can get.
我需要任何从他们当中可能得到的平安。
And this statement was so saddening to hear.
这样的一段表达让我非常的难过。
How can we expect false gods and idols to bring peace?But only God can bring us peace.
我们怎么能够来期望这些假神、假偶像为我们带来平安呢？因为只有神才能够带来平安。
And after the chaplain left, throughout the rest of the night, I could still hear the utter distraught from the husband.
在这位牧师离开了以后，我还是能够在隔间里面听见这位丈夫所发出的一些非常挣扎的、难过的声音。
Nothing had changed at all.
没有任何事情改变。
Because the husband has misplaced his trust in idols.
因为这位丈夫将他的信靠放在了错误的偶像上。
I recently also heard of another event or news that made me shake my head.
最近我又听见了一个新闻，让我也是摇我的头。
And I don't know if brothers and sisters have heard about this church in Switzerland and what they did recently.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有听说这样一个在瑞士的一个教堂教会，并且他们所做的事情。
But basically, what the church did was they used AI to create this digital version of the Lord Jesus.
就是他们用AI 这样的一个技术来创造出了一个耶稣的形象。
And so they installed it in these confessional booths so that when people confess their sins, they would see a face.
他们把这样的一个数字化耶稣安装在了他们的告解室里面，所以当人到了告解室的时候，他们就能遇见这样一个 AI 制作出来的耶稣。
And they said it was an effort to bring people closer to God.
他们说他们这样的努力是希望能够带人更加靠近神。
But how sad is it that man would try to add to who our Lord is?
但是当人想要增加其他的东西在耶稣身上的时候，是多么可悲的一件事情啊！
There's no need to put a face on the Lord to communicate with Him.
没有必要在耶稣的形象上增加一个人造的脸，来让人能够更加的信他。
Let alone a fake digital one.
更不要说是一个数字化的信心了。
We know that the Lord abides in us and we in him.
我们知道耶稣住在我们里面，我们也住在他里面。
And we know we can go to the Lord in prayer anytime and anywhere.
我们知道我们能够借着他来向神祷告，不管我们在哪里，在什么时候。
And we have full access to him.
我们对他有完全的，我们可以完完全全靠近他。
So there's no need to add anything to who our Lord is.
所以我们没有必要在主身上增加其他的元素了。
Because nothing can ever satisfy us outside of the Lord Himself.
因为除了主自己本身以外，没有什么其他的事情能够来满足我们。
So brothers and sisters, have you torn down any idols in your life that's preventing you from fully trusting in the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们曾经有没有在你们的生命当中拆除一些偶像，好使你们可以完全的来信靠神呢？
It could be relationships.
也许是一段关系。
Career ambitions.
或者是职场上的抱负
School performance
是学校的表现
Money
金钱
Fame
名誉
Power
能力
Anything you can think of that takes away our ability to dedicate ourselves fully to the Lord is an idol
所有一切能够来阻拦我们完全的进入到神当中的都是偶像
So may the Lord help us tear down these idols so that we can fully trust in Him
所以求神来帮助我们拆除这些偶像，让我们能够完全的来敬拜，来进入他的同在。
And thank the Lord that that night Gideon proceeded to take 10 men and tear down the altar of Baal.
感谢神，基甸在那天晚上就带了十个人去把那个巴利的坛拆除了。
Judges 6:32 tells us, therefore on that day he named them Jerubbaal, that is to say, let Baal contend against him, because he had torn down his altar.
所以我们在士师记的第三章三十六章三十二三十二四节当中就看到三十二节当中就看到，在因此当日基甸被称为耶路巴利，意思是他拆毁了巴利的祭坛，让巴利与他争辩吧。
After this, we read in verse 33 that the Midianites and the other enemies are preparing to make their annual raid.
在这之后，三十三节我们看到那时米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都聚集起来，要准备来攻击。
And this time, instead of hiding in dens and caves, the Spirit causes Gideon to call for the Israelites to come up to meet him.
所以这一次，基甸因为受到灵的感动，就没有再躲藏在坑与山洞之中，反而是要准备来与米甸人对抗。
However, despite previously receiving God's word and believing in him, Gideon starts to wane in his trust.
本来没有在向虽然之前已经听到过神的话，但现在基甸呢，又在他的信靠上。
He starts to once again feel doubt if he's truly the one to lead Israel out of the oppression of the Midianites.
他再次怀疑他自己是不是真的就是那一位要带领以色列人脱离米甸人压迫的人。
And so Gideon asked God for the famous sign of the fleece.
所以这一次基甸就向神问出了那一个非常著名的羊毛的问题。
Gideon will put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor.
所以这一次基甸就拿了一团新剪的羊毛放在地面上。
If there's dew on a fleece only and the ground around it is dry, then he will feel confident that God will deliver Israel through him.
他就跟神求这样的记号，就是说如果这个羊毛是湿的，旁边的地都是干的，那他就相信这样的话是来自于神的。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's important to point out this phrase as you have spoken in this passage from Gideon.
所以我们能够看见基甸在这样的经文当中说了如此话。
In verse 37 at the end, it says, Then I will know you will deliver Israel through me, as you have spoken.
他说，我就知道你要照着你所说的，借着我的手拯救以色列。
And this is important because this shows that Gideon knows who God is and what God has said before.
所以这就说明了基甸知道神是谁，他也知道神之前说了什么。
But in this moment, as the enemy draws near, he grows fearful and asks for confirmation.
但是当敌人向他靠近的时候，他就开始胆怯，而且要需要神来印证他。
So the next morning, Gideon squeezes the fleece, and dew comes out of it.
所以当第二天的时候，他来挤这个羊毛，那确实是有露水这样滴了出来。
And despite this confirmation, Gideon once again tests the Lord, and asks this time that the fleece be dry, and that there be dew on all the ground.
尽管已经看见了这样的记号。基甸还在继续的求神，这一次他问说，可不可以使羊毛是干的，然后旁边的地上的反而是有露水呢？
And God in His grace does so that night, gives Gideon the validation he was looking for.
然后神在那一晚又借着他的恩典，按照基甸的要求来行了。
Brothers and sisters, when we read this passage, what we should not do is think of ways to test the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们读这节经文的时候，我们不应该做的是像基甸一样来需要去验证神。
And Gideon himself knew that it was wrong.
而且基甸自己本身也知道验证神是不对的。
That's why in verse 39, he asked God to not let his anger burn against him.
所以才在第39章的时候，基甸求神不要将他的自己的怒火来烧着他。
And the Bible also states clearly in Deuteronomy that we should not put the Lord our God to the test.
而且在生命记当中，圣经也明白地告诉我们不要将神来验证。
It's also important to note that through the test of the fleece, Gideon is not attempting to seek the will of God.
而且我们也看见借着羊毛的这个例子，
Gideon is not attempting to seek the will of God. Rather, he already knows what the will of God is.
所以我们看见基甸并不是说他想要来更加明白神的意思，相反他已经 明确地知道神要他做什么了。
He has seen God cause fire to spring out of the rock to consume his offering.
他已经看见神从石头当中降下火来接受他的献祭。
He had just been filled with the Spirit of God in response to the enemies preparing to attack.
他也接受了神圣灵的带领，教他如何来应对敌人的攻击。
He knows what God is commanding him to do, yet in this moment he struggles with trusting in the Lord.
他一直都知道神要他做什么，是在这一刻的时候，他无法完全的来信靠神去做要他做的事。
So brothers and sisters, what can we learn from Gideon in this moment?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在基甸这一刻的表现当中，我们学到了什么？
How can we learn how to trust God from someone who dared to test God with a fleece?
我们从这样一位敢用羊毛来检验神的人的身上能学到什么呢？
You see, in a testing of the fleece, the focus is actually not on Gideon.
那我们来看到，当他用羊毛想要来验证神的话的时候，重点其实不在基甸的身上。
But it is on God himself.
而是在神本身身上。
Rather than following Gideon's example, what this should show us is how merciful and loving God is.
不是说我们要来模仿基甸所做的事情，而是我们要看见神是一位多么充满了怜悯的神。
God is patient with Gideon despite his questionings.
神对于基甸的问题充满了耐心。
Just like He is patient with us when we struggle with trusting Him.
就像当我们在信靠他这件事情上充满挣扎的时候，他也对我们充满信心一样。
Even though we may constantly forget and doubt him.
尽管我们常常的忘记并且怀疑他的话。
He never ceases caring for us.
他从来都没有停止来关照我们。
For he loves us with an everlasting love.
因为他用着永恒的爱在爱着我们。
His compassions, they fail not.
而他的怜悯从来不会遗落。
And morning by morning, new mercies we see.
每早晨他的恩典都是新的。
Great is his faithfulness.
而他的信实是伟大的。
Brothers and sisters, when we have faith, we believe in who the Lord is.
当我们有信心的时候，我们相信神是谁。
But what does trusting in the Lord entail?
但信靠神具体又是什么呢？
It entails going back to the fact that God is always faithful and cannot be anything but faithful.
而信靠告诉我们的就是神自始至终都是信实的，而他没有办法做不信实的事。
It entails joyfully trusting His word wholeheartedly, even when we do not see immediate signs or evidence.
而信靠要求我们在当我们没有办法看见记号或者是一些显象的时候，仍然充满喜悦的来信靠他。
Consider how the Jews kept asking and demanding signs from the Lord.
我们来想，曾经以色列犹大人是如何的不停的求神要给他们一些验证。
Despite seeing many miracles, they still put him to death.
虽然已经看见了许多的神迹，他们仍然把他置于死地。
We should not depend on signs in order to trust the Lord.
我们不应该靠着看见神迹来信靠神。
Rather, we need to go to His Word.
而我们需要做的是进到他的话语当中。
To remember who He is.
去记得他是谁。
Then we can learn to trust Him again.
然后我们就能够学习再一次的信靠他。
And so as we return to Gideon's story, we now see the Israelites preparing to take on the Midianites.
所以我们当我们翻到基甸的故事的时候，接下来以色列人就已经准备好了要来打败米甸人。
And if you do the math, 32,000 Israelites have gathered that morning to to face the Midianites who numbered 135,000.
所以我们就看到在那一个，如果我们做点数学的话，知道在那个当下，犹大人总共有32,000人，但是他们要面对的是13万5千人的米甸人。
And you don't need to have a math major to know that there is a significant numbers disadvantage.
所以你不需要有非常对数学有很好的认知，就能知道这个当中他们犹大人是多么处于劣势。
And despite this, the Lord says to Gideon in chapter 7, verse 2, he says, the people who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into their hands, or Israel will become boastful, saying, my own power has delivered me.
尽管如此，神还是在七章的二节对基甸说，与你在一起的人太多，我不能把米甸人交在你的手中，免得以色列人向我自夸。
And so the Lord commands Gideon to reduce the number of Israelites until the number is satisfactory.
所以神不让基甸人带他们的人去攻打米甸人，直到这个人数下降到了一定的程度。
So in verse 3, God says, proclaim in the hearing of people, saying, whoever is afraid and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. So 22,000 people return, but 10,000 remain.
所以在第三节当中说到，现在你要向众民宣告，害怕站立的可以回去，离开基列山。于是众民中有22,000人回去，只剩下1,000人。
And so you have the number of Israelites reduced already by more than 2/3.
所以你就能看见，在单单这一节当中，已经超过了3/2的犹大人离开了。
But God was still not satisfied.
但神还是不满足。
He tells Gideon to bring the 10,000 people down to the water and pay attention to how they drink.
他让基甸带着10,000人到河边去喝水，并且去观察他们是如何喝水的。
Some will put their hands to their mouth to drink, while the others will kneel to drink.
有一些人是把水捧起来喝，而有一些人是跪到水边喝。
And in the end, those who put their hands to the mouth to drink total 300 men, while all the rest knelt down.
所以只用水捧着到水嘴边喝的总共有300人，而其他的人都跪下来喝。
And God promises to Gideon that the Midianites will be given into his hands with that 300 men.
而神再一次应许基甸说。要借着这300人的手，神要将基甸米甸人交在他们的手中。
And so, if you were Gideon at the time, imagine what you would be thinking.
那你能够想象一下基甸在当下是有什么样的想法吗
？You're already at a disadvantage for 32,000 men.
你在有32,000人的时候都已经是处于劣势了。
But now the Lord is telling you 300 is all you need to secure the victory.
而耶和华却告诉他说。只要有300人就能够确保胜利了。
And what is the reason behind that?
而这背后的原因是什么呢
？So that in the victory, Israel would not boast, but rather attribute the credit to God.
所以在胜利之后，以色列人才不会自夸，而是要把这一切的原因都归功于神。
So brothers and sisters, this is the third lesson about what trusting in the Lord entails.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是关于信靠的第三个功课。
To trust in the Lord means to give God all the glory in the end.
信靠神就是说在一切终了的时候把所有的荣耀归给神
When we trust and we acknowledge that any achievement is due to His grace not our own abilities
当我们真的来信靠神的时候我们所有一切的成就我们都会是归功于神而不是归功于自己的能力
God alone deserves the honor
神唯有神只配得荣耀
And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 17 to 18
保罗在哥林多后书第十章的17-18节当中写道
But the one who boasts is to boast in the Lord.
夸口的应当靠着主夸口。
For it is not the one who commends himself that is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends.
因为蒙悦纳的人不是自我推荐的人，乃是主所推荐的人。
And so trusting in God has a humbling effect.
所以信靠神有一个谦卑的功用。
Because it reminds us that our lives exist to magnify His name above all else.
因为他提醒我们，我们的生命是为了要彰显他的名。
How often do we say, "God, we trust you"?
我们有多常说，神，我信靠你。
But then try to handle situations by our strength or our wisdom.
但真正到了问题的时候，我们又靠着自己的能力想要来解决它。
Do you go into every battle knowing that the battle belongs unto the Lord?
当你每一次遇见征战的时候，你知道这个征战是属于神的吗？
Thank the Lord that victory belongs to Him.
感谢神，因为胜利是属于他的。
And when we trust in Him, we can share in that victory.
当我们信靠他的时候，我们就能够来一同分享他的胜利。
So God now commands Gideon to arise with the 300 men to go down against the camp of the Midianites.
那现在神就命令基甸起来，带着这三百人去征战，去战胜米甸人。
Where the Lord has given the Midianites into Gideon's hands.
因为神已经将米甸人交到了基甸的手中。
And so Gideon divides the 300 men into three companies.
所以基甸就把这三百个人分成了三个小组。
And he put trumpets and empty pitchers into the hands of all of them, with torches inside the pitchers.
所以他就把这三百个人分成把号角和一些水浇到了这些人的手中。
And we come to the pinnacle of the story, verses 20-23.
那我们就进入到了这个故事的高潮，在七章的20-23.
Verse 20, when the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands were blowing and cried, A sword for the Lord and for Gideon.
三队的人就都吹角打破瓦瓶，左手紧捏着火把，右手紧握着脚不住的吹，并且喊叫着耶和华和基甸的刀。
He stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran, crying out as they fled.
当所有这一些人围在米甸人的帐篷周围的时候，米甸人的军队就大喊着并且逃走。
And when they blew 300 trumpets,And pay attention here. It says, The Lord set the sword of one against another, even throughout the whole army. And the army fled as far as some names I can't pronounce.
所以当第三百个人吹那三百支号角的时候，我们来注意一下耶和华这里说，他使全营的人用刀互相击杀，然后他们向着希利拉逃到伯哈士他。
And verse 23 says, The men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali and Asher and all Manasseh, and they pursued Midian.
然后23节就说，以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚瑟和马拿西全地被招来，追赶米甸人。
Thank the Lord that he kept his promise to Gideon and delivered his people from the oppression of the Midianites.
感谢主，他应许了，他完成了他对基甸的应许，并且将米甸人交到了以色列人的手中。
And so throughout this process, we see how Gideon's trust in the Lord grew more and more.
所以借着这一整个的经历，我们能看见基甸对神的信靠是越来越强的。
And so we come to the final lesson from Gideon's story of what it means to trust in him.
所以我们最后来看见，在基甸的故事当中，信靠又是什么？
And this is something that Gideon had to practice throughout this entire journey of trusting God.
而这一个这样子的信靠是基甸要在整个旅程当中不断的去练习的。
And this may seem straightforward, but it's a good reminder that trusting in the Lord requires obedience to His commandments.
也许这非常的明显，但我们需要再一次被提醒，信靠神需要我们的顺服。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot trust God if we are not obedient.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有办法信靠神，如果我们不顺服他的话。
Because only when we obey the Lord can we see the fruit of our trust.
因为只有当我们顺服神的时候，我们才能看见借着信靠他所结的果子。
Consider that famous hymn, Trust and Obey.
我们来回想那一个很有名的诗篇的圣诗。
Do you recall?
顺服并且信靠。
Do you recall how the refrain goes?
你记得那个诗是怎么唱的吗？
It says, Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
是这样说的，信而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜悦，唯有信而顺从。
Sometimes the Lord desires for us to do something that seems contrary to what we think would make sense.
有些时候神要求我们做一些事情是违背我们的认知的。
Or we would prepare something so much, and then for the Lord to give us a different outcome, we'd be like, "What happened?"
有些时候我们准备了非常的充足，但是神给我们的却是完完全全不一样的结果，我们就会想说，发生了什么？
But Gideon's trust in God was demonstrated through his obedience to the Lord's unusual battle strategy, which led to a great victory.
而基甸对神的信靠就显现在于他相信神。这一个非常的违背常理的作战计划，并且最后得到了巨大的胜利。
And so can we say we trust him if we refuse to do what he asks us?
所以如果我们拒绝神要我们做的事情，我们还能说我们在信靠他吗？
Psalm 37 verses 3 to 5 says this. It says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness.
诗篇的37 3到5节写到，你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以、yeah.
Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
第四节，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
Gideon was by no means a perfect man.
基甸绝对不是一个完美的人。
But thank the Lord, even though he struggled and often struggled with doubt, he ultimately trusted in the Lord to defeat the Midianites.
感谢主，他虽然经常怀疑，时常怀疑，但他最后还是顺从了神，借着他去击败了米甸人。
That being said, the story of Gideon has a greater purpose.
这也就是说，在基甸的故事当中，其实有一个更大的意义。
Because Gideon's life makes us look to the one who will not test God's faithfulness.
因为基甸的生命指向了一位并不会去验证神旨意的人。
His life makes us look to the one who would live by every word that proceeds from God.
而他的生命完全依靠神口中所出的每一句话。
Whose food would be to do God's will.
他的食物就是做神所要做的事情。
Who would be faithful and obedient to the end, to the point of death, even death on the cross.
他是一个降卑自己，顺从至死，甚至死在十字架上的。
And so when we read the story of Gideon, even with all his faults, we must realize that he ultimately points towards Christ.
所以当我们在看基甸的故事的时候，虽然基甸这个人身上充满了很多的问题，但他的生命还是让我们的眼光能够转向那一位十字架上的耶稣。
For Gideon's victory mirrors how Christ brought ultimate victory through his humble sacrifice on the cross.
基甸的胜利也指向了耶稣基督谦卑自己最后带来的在十字架上的胜利。
In both lives, we see how trust and obedience to God are central to fulfilling His purpose.
这两个生命都让我们看见，在信靠主的这件事情上，如何能够完全的使他的旨意能够得着彰显。
And in the end, we see how God deserves all the glory for the victories He achieves for His people.
而最后我们看见。神借着他自己子民的胜利，使他自己的名得着荣耀。
So thank the Lord that the perfect example of trust abides in us and shepherds us today.
感谢神，他借着这样一个完美的顺服与信靠，使我们能够看见他在我们心里面继续的来动工。
So brothers and sisters, I ask again the same question I asked earlier.
弟兄姐妹们，我要再问一遍前面已经问过的问题。
You have faith in the Lord.
我们在神里面有信心。
But are you trusting in Him?
但我们在他里面有信靠吗？
Are you committing yourself fully to Him?
你是否把自己完完全全的交托给神？
I'd like to conclude by reading the lyrics to a very precious hymn we're familiar with.
我希望能够借着一首诗歌来的歌词来结束今天的讯息。
In fact, we thank the Lord that He stirred up the spirit of our brother to share the same hymn earlier.
特别的是，我感谢神，他以他的圣灵感动我们的弟兄，让他今天起初的时候就是分享了同一首的诗歌。
And if you like, as we read these lyrics, you're welcome to follow along if you want. Hymn 434.
当我们一起来读这个诗歌的歌词的时候，如果你愿意一起的。话请翻到诗歌第434首信靠耶稣和其甘甜。
You're also more than welcome to close your eyes and reflect on the words of the hymn writer.
我也邀请你能够闭上你的双眼，能够一起的来回想这个诗歌当中所说的。
But may this be a precious reminder for us to trust in the Lord in every moment.
但愿这个成为一个宝贵的提醒，让我们在每一个时刻都来信靠主。
And then we'll close with a word of prayer.
我们接下来就会以祷告来结束。
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.
信靠耶稣何其甘甜，抓他话语做把握。
Just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord.
安息在他应许上面，只知主只如此说。
Oh, how sweet! to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood.
耶稣耶稣何等可靠，我曾信靠耶稣何其甘甜，信他宝血能洁净。
Just and simple faith to plunge beneath the healing cleansing blood.
信心简单，学有效验。
Verse 3, yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus just from sin and self to cease.
信靠耶稣真是甘甜，救我远离罪与己。
Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace.
从他接受无限恩典，生命喜乐和安息。
Verse 4, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior friend.
何等喜悦，我能信你，至宝耶稣，我救主。
And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end.
而信他与我是在一起，一直一起到永。
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over.
耶稣耶稣何等可靠，我曾证他多少次。
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust him more.
耶稣耶稣我的至宝，他是活神不误事。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来到主前祷告。
Lord, indeed, how sweet it is to trust in you.
主啊，是的，是能够来信靠你，是多么甘甜的一件事情。
And we do need indeed more of your grace to be able to trust you.
我们确实需要更多你的恩典，好使我们可以更多的信靠你。
We thank you that you are so trustworthy.
但我们感谢，因为你是如何的值得我们信靠。
We thank you that you are faithful to us to the very end.
我们感谢你，因为你向我们信实直到永远。
So Lord, teach us how to increase our faith so that our trust may increase as well.
主啊，求你教导我们如何增加我们的信心，好使我们的信靠也能随之增加。
That though we may be like Gideon, full of doubt.
使我们尽管有时候像基甸一样充满了疑惑。
But let us grow in this journey of trust so that we may commit ourselves fully to you.
但帮助我们在信靠这条道路上继续的成长，直到我们能够将自己的完完全全摆上给你。
And so in the end, we may be merry and be glad and give you all the praise and worship.
使我们到最后的时候能够充满喜悦，将所有的赞美都献上给你。
For you, Lord, and you alone have indeed secured the victory.
因为主啊，唯有你将这个胜利已经确实了。
So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you.
主，我们感谢你，我们也赞美你。
Teach us to trust in you more and more in every moment.
将我们在每时每刻当中都更加的信靠你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And we pray this in your most holy and precious name.
我们借着你圣洁宝贵的名求。
Amen. Amen.